How can refugees on the Mediterranean Sea make it out of the water? People move from North Africa toward Italy. Some are turned back, ending up in detention in Libya. Some are now turned away when they reach Italy. A rescue ship for migrants was turned away from Italy over the weekend and tried for the island of Malta instead. Here is how people on board responded when they heard the Maltese would take them in. You can hear the relief. The NGO CI ran that rescue ship, and its spokesperson is Carlotta Weibel, who's on the line. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hello.
Were these people that your group had plucked off of the small boats that have been coming in such numbers across the Mediterranean?
Yes, exactly. That's them.
And so you brought them to Italy. Italy said, no, not going to take them. You took them to Malta. The Maltese came out on boats and took them off your ship. What happens to them now that they're in Malta?
They will be transferred to different EU member states. There are several states which agreed to accept them, among them Germany, and they will be relocated there hopefully very soon.
But we're talking here about 65 people, so a happy ending of sorts, or at least some relief for 65 people. How many thousands of people are you thinking you need to be dealing with in this particular summer?
We don't know yet, but we obviously see in the past days that there are many, many cases. Just on Sunday night, we went out again after we transferred the 65 people, and last night we rescued another 44, so it keeps on going. As soon as we are in the search and rescue zone, we have a case, so that shows that there are many more people on the risk of drowning.
Has Italy, which is the nearest European country often for people leaving Libya, has Italy become less and less receptive over time?
Yes, definitely. Since Salvini, the interior minister, took power last June, his first act was that he declared all the ports closed. And since then, basically, the civil SAR NGOs are not allowed to bring people there anymore.
What are the implications of that?
Well, it leads to us then basically laying for days or up to weeks in front of the coast of Lampedusa, usually Lampedusa, with very harsh conditions for the people on board. And at the same time, this time we are laying off Lampedusa, we are missing in the search and rescue zones where obviously more people would need our help. So we can't be present there because we have to wait for these political games to decided.
Well, we should note, I guess, from the Italian government's point of view, it's not a game. It's important to them. But you're saying the practical effect is refugees have nowhere to go. Is this policy getting people killed?
Definitely it is. And I mean, we don't only blame the Italian government. It is a shared responsibility of the EU, or at least it should be, and that the other EU member states left Italy quite alone in the past years, I think led to the policy we have now in Italy.
Is this a legal responsibility that Italy has that it's ignoring?
It is a little bit of a gray zone because the law says that you have to rescue people and they have to be brought to the safest closed port, but it does not say that the closed port has also to have you enter.
Oh, wow. Okay. Carlotta Weibel of CI, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Welcome.